Rav David Potash.
In particular the Gabi Sphere So Oma, and in general the Gabi other things as well. So just as our Dhamma, the whole idea of Shemei Ka'ona, that is, let's say, the Moshul, you want to be Yotze, a bracha from somebody else, so you ask him to make a bracha for you and you listen, and you have to have a kavona lotes, and he's got to have a kavona to motzi you, so the person who's listening is Yotze the bracha with his cloud Shemei Ka'ona. The Gemara in Sukkot of Lamech Chesam Beis brings a raya that there's such a din for Shemei Ka'ona, and then the Gemara brings a matur with the raya to learn from the Nevi'im. I call upon him certainly within the raya. So the Gemara is discussing how to say Halel, the Tzibur, and the Gemara goes to all different halachas in Halel, and one of the things the Gemara says is that the Chazan said on Hashem. And everybody else said Hoshiyama. So how was everybody else Yotze by the whole pasuk? We have to say the pasuk on Hashem Hoshiyama. By just the pasuk saying on Hashem, how the Yotze? So Gemara says Mikan Lishomer Ka'ona. So then Gemara says, well, what's the makor? Minayin Lishomer Ka'ona. What's the makor for this din of Shomer Ka'ona? If you have to, the Shofan was the Valkyrie, the Tzid Vayikra'i was Shofan of Ne'amelech. Shofan was the one that named in front of the king. And the Mikan, the Shomer Ka'ona. So we see from here that if you listen, if you hear, it's Ka'ilu you said it yourself. The Dilma, Basa, the Ka'ilu, Shofan Ka'yashel. The one says, maybe no. Maybe Shofan laid it, and Yeshua laid it minute by minute together with him. Omar, Akam, Ayakam, I saw the dice. It can't be that Siv Yan, Akhlevavcha, but because you softened your heart after listening to the Megillah of Echad, the Megillah, the Nevuah that was going to be the Korban, but Tichna Lefnei Hashem, and you were machnias yourself. You humbled yourself before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bishomacha, when Esadvoyim Ha'eli, when you heard these words. So the Apostle says, Bishomacha, 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 Bishomacha. You heard it, and you didn't lay it. So you see from here, that we have a makor in Novi, that there's a din of Shomer Ka'ona. And even though it's not from the Torah, but we have a tal, that when we learn something from the Novi, the Gemara says, that Kaka Linda Kachboch Lomosh Sinai, and the Novi came and he was Megalatas. So we have a halacha, the Raisa, that Shomer Ka'ona. Okay. That's the Abdom. Now there's two, in the Gemara here, when the Gemara discusses it, there's two ways the Gemara puts it, which we'll see is very, very significant. First, the Gemara says, V'chiyoshio Koron, V'lashofam Koron. It says in the Pasuk, Eskol Divri HaSefer Shekoron, Melech Yehuda. V'chiyoshio Koron, did Yeshua lame it? Shofam was the one that named it. So it's explaining the words of the Pasuk says, Ashakara, that he laid it. And he's considered laying, he's considered that he read it by the Shmir. Afterwards, the Lashon Gemara is, Bishomacha, V'lo Bekarach. You heard it, and he didn't lay it. So we see the Gemara seems to put it in two ways. The first, the Gemara seems to say that Shomer Ka'ona is that he considered he laid it. And the second way the Gemara seems to put it is that he heard it.
And that just seems to be enough.
We'll get to that from Beis Hashem.
Now,
the Zalok and Erech Shri Sa'ime, the Mechaber brings in Siman Tov Peites, U'mitzvah kol echod lispoi la'atzmoi. It's a mitzvah in Tov Peites, if Aleph is a mitzvah for everybody to count Shri Sa'ime themselves. So Mishle Brua here brings here a machloikas akroinim. What does this mean? Does this mean that he cannot be yotzer with shomer ka'ona? That it's different to everywhere else in the Torah, and he has to mamash say Shri Sa'ime by himself? Or does it mean that it's just coming that the lafuke based in, because we know that there's a din of shmitzos and yovlos, and also there's a din of sphira, that they have to count, the basin have to count the shmitos in order to know when the 50th year of the yovel is, and that's a din in the basin. And is it just coming lafuke? Is it just coming to exclude the din of the sphere shmitz and yovlos of basin? But the sphere of oimer is not a din in basin; it's a din in kol yisrael. But when it says it doesn't mean that you can't be yotzer shemek oimer. It means that everybody has to count. It's not just a din in basin, but it's like the regular din of kol haTorah kula that you can be yotzer shemek oimer. So the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is like this: mitzvah kol echol lispoil atzmoi tefziv usfatem lochem mashma shem mitzvah kol kol yochid veyochid. So it's the mashma from the words that's in the Torah svatim lochem. It's a mitzvah on everybody, on each individual person. V'hinei mashma mizeh tebesfira einoi k'mo shah mitzvah satole ba'mira. And it's mashma from this, says the Mishnah Berurah, that sfira sa'omer is not like all other mitzvahs like kiddush and havdalah and brachos. Ukiyotze mizeh dim shoma lachaveyev niskav and lotzeis to yotze mizeh mishum deshomer ka'omer. To buy kiddush and havdalah, if you mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah, and he's mechaven to be yotze you, you can be yotze the kiddush and havdalah with shomer ka'omer. And it's mashma we hear that here is different. V'ha'ocha gilsa ha'toyah to lo yotze kol kamado sofa ba'atzmoy. The mechaber, when he says yisboi kol echod ve'echod la'atzmoy, is mashma that he is different to Kiddush and Avdolah and everywhere else in the Torah. And here you cannot be Yotzeh Shomer Ka'ona. That's one shita. Aval yesh me'achroinim shekosvu to kavonas ha'toyah hu rak to lo yneima to mitzvah zu ha'beistin levad koyin. This is all the wisdom of Shabura. Some achroinim writes that no, that the whole kavona of the Torah and the Mechaber here is just to tell you that it's not a din and beistin. K'moy v'shmitzim v'yoyvloiz to tziv v'shom v'sofat ha'lecho. Like it is in Shmita and Yovel, that there is a din and beis din, as it says, with Sofat Lecha, and the Gemara says it's going on the beis din. Elekoya Tzibu, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah on the whole Tzibu. Avo Be'emes, im Shomim Mechaveiro Yishe Sofa, but even if he heard his friend making the Sfira, counting the Omer, V'iskaven Lot says, and he was had Kavon to be Yotzer with his Shmira, began Chaveiro Kibu Leitzioi, and the other person was mechaven to moitz him, yotzum k'moy b'kol mokoy. According to the second shita, he's yotzum like by Kiddush and Avdolah, to kaimon shomer ka'oinu. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, mi'u minig b'chol yisroel sh'chol echol mevorech v'soif el atzmoy v'ein soim chen alach shlich tzibu. However, the minig b'chol yisroel is that everybody counts themselves, and they're not soim chen shlich tzibu.
It's a bit hard, because we do ask him shlich tzibu, but is missed.
The bracha is fine. The bracha you can yotze. I've added the bracha to yotze. It does some other sphere. Right. So then in the Bi'alocha says it's not only a machlokes achronim. It's famous machlokes rishonim. He brings the Rashi on this Gemara in Menachos Gemara in Menachos daf samachei on the base. Brings this Rashi svatim lochem shtei sphere lechol echad ve'echad. So Rashi says lechol echad ve'echad shekol echad chayav lispur. That everybody is chayav lispur. So the Bi'alocha brings that the Rashba on Menachos is medayek the Rashi and says that the mashmos of Rashi is that everybody has to count for himself and one should not be yotza with shomer ka'on. That shit is Rashi. However, the Bi'alocha brings that the mashmos of the Maritz Geyus is that you can be yotza with shomer ka'on. What's the raya? So he says here in the Bi'alocha that the Ritz Geis lays out the Seda Ayoim of the Swiss Ayoim, and he says his Loshen is like this. Anu kibalnu mi abiseinu asmach le Swiss Ayoim ba amida. Swiss Ayoim, you have to stand up, mit achsiv me ochel chemesh ba komo. She'ain't talking about when you start Sri'as Ha'omer, from when you start reaping the standing corn, the koma. She'ain't talking about Lomer b'koma, Ela b'koma. We have a drasha, not b'koma, but b'koma, that you should say Sri'as Ha'omer standing up. Uva'amida. So says the Ritzkes, and what's the Shabbat Sha'imim, La'aka Tulis Avitz v'inoyam u'kdusha de Sidra. And what's the Shabbat when we say v'inoyam u'nevole tziyoin, sh'kishayin yoishvin, and people sit down for volatzion, and we stand up for vinoyam and volatzion. But if you look in some siddurim, it says you only have to stand up for vinoyam and for v'at not volatzion. After kodesh on Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to sit down. So now the Ritz Geis says mefurish that they sat down for kedusha l'sidur, which is v'at kodesh. So he says, therefore, nagur rishoyin levarach shliach tzibur ma'umud. So the bracha of Sri'as Ha'omer came after v'at kodesh. The Shliach Tzibur would say standing up, v'cholakol oinin amen b'kavona, and everybody would stay sitting down and answer amen b'kavona and be yotze with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. Shloi la'triach atzibur la'atz v'la'amoyt, at kana shoyin, because it would be tichat in Tzibura for the Tzibur to stand up after having sat down for v'at kodesh. So it says, we won't go into that now, what's a big tichat in Tzibura, they're having to make them stand up, they're going to leave, they stand up for Aleinu immediately afterwards anyway. Or if it didn't, wasn't a minute to say Aleinu in those days, they would get up and leave. I call upon an answer, Zaytik in the Kudah, but I call it says to be a locha, when Mashmur is there, the Yotzim Bitzvira, so it's Mashmur from here, that not, even though the Bitzkeh only mentioned the Barakha, it's Mashmur that the Yotzim with his Sphira also. Why? What's the Mashmur is? Because if the Ritz Geis just means the Yotz with the bracha of Shliach Tzibur, then they would still have to stand up to count the Omer. So it must be that they would stay sitting down even for the Sphira, and they were Yotz of the Sphira also from the Shliach Tzibur. So you see from here that the Ritz Geis holds that you can yotze the Sri'as Ha'omer with Shemeh Ka'onetz and Machlokes Rashi and the Ritz Geis. According to Rashi, you cannot be yotze Sri'as Ha'omer with Shemeh Ka'onetz, and according to the Ritz Geis, you can. What's the Machlokes? What's the Hezbollah? What's the explanation of this Machlokes? So we have another sugi. Another sugi. There's a Gemara, Tosfos in Brachos of Kafala from Beis. Tosfos discusses that when somebody is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he's still davening Shemoneh Esrei when the Shliach Tzibur started his Chazorat HaShatz, and the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. So, what, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, what do you do now? Do you stop and listen to Kedusha, or do you carry on davening? So Tosfos brings Rashi, it's a Rashi on the Gemara and Sukkah that we mentioned before. The Rashi says, Rashi's Mechadesh, that well, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you hear Kedusha or you hear Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba or Baruch Hu, you should stop davening Shemoneh Esrei and you should be chaven Lord says the Kedusha that you hear from the Shliach Tzibur or the Baruch Hu, or the Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, because since we have this cloud Shemeh Ka'oina, so you can be Yotza even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can be Yotza Kedusha or Baruch Hu, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba with Shemeh Ka'oina. That's Shittat Rashi. Tosfos in Brachos brings the Rebbeinu Tam and the Reed, the Baal Tosfos, they argue on Rashi, why? They have a Poshta Kasha. If you Yotze Kedusha with Shemeh Ka'ayna, or Amen Yishmeh Abu Baruch Hu, and you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's going to be a Hefzok in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Shemeh Ka'ayna, it's as if you're saying it yourself, so it's a Hefzok in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So how can you do that? So the Reed Rebbeinu Tam says, carry on davening. You shouldn't listen to Kedusha or Baruch Hu or Amen Yishmeh Abu, you're Potter, and because if you want to be Yotze with Shemeh Ka'ayna, it's going to be a Hefzok. But you're not allowed to say Krishma in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, because he's saying it.
It's two different mitzvahs. Krishma is called Solomon Shemayim, and Tefillah is Mishpah Al-Azrocha. So, what's the Machlokes there between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So the Mishnah himself, in Siman Kuf Daled, on this deal, the in Siman Kuf Daled, the Beis Yosef brings this halacha, he brings Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, it's kosher l'achria. It's interesting, Beis Yosef says kosher l'achria. He says, the minig ha'olam is like Rashi, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we stop and we're machabim for kedusha or baruch hu or amen yeshem rabba. The throws in if it's going to disturb your kavana and disturb your shvan esrei, then you're potter. But kol ponim says the meaning of olam is like Rashi, and the machabim brings in simchut dalet ziv zayin. Ain a person lo nekadosh lo nekedusha, that means you're not person to say the pair. And then you should be quiet in the shvan esrei when you hear kedusha. The chavon and hashanim shle tibur v'hei ka'omer. So the paskins up here, the minute, like Rashi, that you can be yotze kedusha or baruch hu or minish rabbi and minish shones. What's the machlokes? So the bialoti here throws in one word. He says, etzem din zeh im muta lishtoik lishmoya tonya bepluta. Du yesh oimim te gildi shemeh ka'oina hu ka'oina mamish. Ba'otso mitam hefzik. So that's the way the time and the read, but he throws in this word mamish.
You see from the Bi'alokha that his understanding of the Mabalik is like this. What? How does the din of Shemir Ka'oni work?
Does the Shemir mean as if you are saying it yourself? Ka'oni mamish is if you're talking?
Or no?
Is it just as a chiddush that you're yotze with Shemir? But it's not as if you're talking.
So we have here now Chakira to explain the
Machlokes. Is Shemir Ka'oni mamish? Is it as if the person listening is actually saying the words? Or is it just his yotze with his shmir?
The Rashi of meeting with the shmir tzibah is not absent.
What?
Let's say when you come with the shmir tzibah to kedusha, and you say, why that is not absent?
Because that's the mocking of kedusha. That's the mocking of kedusha. When you say shmir esrei with the shmir tzibah together, you're part of the tzibah tzibah. You're plugging yourself into tzibah tzibah, and that's the mocking of kedusha.
So the machlokes, that's machlokes.
Rashi holds
that when you listen and you're yotze shomer ka'ona, you're yotze with the shmir.
It's not that you said it yourself,
you're yotze. There's a chiddush din here that the Torah is machadish,
you can be yotze with shmir. And being yotze
with shmir, that's not a hefzik. So therefore,
you should stop in the middle of Shemir Esrei and listen to Kedusha and listen to Baruch and Mein
Shemir Abba
and your Yotze and your Yotze with the Shemir. It says Rebbein Atam, it
says no, it says the Bi'alokha. Rebbein Atam says
the Shemir Ka'on is not the Pshat that your Yotze with Shemir. The Pshat is Ke'on and Mamesh, says the Bi'alokha.
As if you said it yourself.
If it's as if you said it yourself, as if you're talking, then it's certainly a Hefzer
in the middle of Shemir Esrei and therefore you shouldn't do it.
That's the machlokes. The Bishbi here says enough community. He says here enough community. In Kitzur Kuftale, he carries on and he says like this. Yesh le'ayin le'minageinu t'svir lo'am t'apagav t'shomer ka'oyna eloi k'dibu mamish. Right? So here he says the other side. So the quote to our minig, the Beis Yosef says our minig is like Rashi, that we do stop in the middle of Shemana Esrei and listen to the Shliach Tzibah Tzek Dusha and we yotze with the Shmir because he holds not like dibu mamish. According to this, what's going to be? In Echad HaYitzach L'Nekhova B'Shosh Chaveyo Yitzir B'Tzilosa. If something needed to go to the bathroom at the time when the other person, when he's been Yotza with the Shemir from the other person. In Yotza. Because we have a thing that if somebody needs to go to the bathroom and it's extreme that he's not Yotza, the Tzilay has to happen again. What would be if he's in this matzav and he's Yotza with Shemir? That's what the Bialok has a sofik. He's not machriya the sofik, but our kolpon is borrowed from the bialokha. The point to Rebbein Atam, the Rebbein Atam says that this is shemeh k'ayin mamish. It's partial to the bialokha that you can't be yotze if you need to go to the bathroom, because as if you're saying yourself, so there's absolutely no difference. Ma'ash enke, the point to Rashi, then he's already claiming that since it's not k'ayin mamish, it's only shmir, maybe you can yotze even though you need to go to the bathroom. That's enough. Kamina the bialokha says the simkuf dal. Now let's get back to our Machlokes in Sfiras HaOmer. So the result is Rebbein Rocha, he compares the Machlokes of Rebbein Atam and Rashi over there to the case in Sfiras HaOmer also. He says this is the Machlokes Rashi in his Rashi Shitote and the Ritz Geyes in Sfiras HaOmer. According to Rashi in Brochas, the Rashi holds Shemek only means you're not saying it mamish. You're going to the Shmir. So he understands that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah tells us, Usvatim Lochem, and the Lashon Gemara is, Sfir Lechol Echad Le'Echad,
It can't be that he can be Yotze with Shomer Ka'ona, because then you're only Yotze with Shmira, you're not saying anything. And the Torah says, Usafatim, you have to count. So Rashi understands that having to count means Bepeh. So if Shomer Ka'ona would be Ka'ona Mamash, if it would be as if you're saying it, you can be Yotze. But it's not, according to Rashi and Shitase, it's not Ka'ona Mamash, it's only be Yotze with Shmira, that's not called Tzvir. So Rashi holds, that you can't be Yotze Svirs Ha'oimah with Shomer Ka'oimah. You have to say it yourself. Every single person has to say it himself. Ma'ash Enkin the Rizkeis. The Rizkeis holds like Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that Shomer is Ka'oimah Mamish. And therefore, if you hear Svirs Ha'oimah from somebody else, it's clearly you can't do it yourself. You can't do Yotze with the possible Svartim Lachem. And therefore, the possible is only come to tell me that Fuke Beis. That's the machlokes, the Rashi, the Shitotze, and the Rizkeis, the Shishon. And it comes out, another interesting verse in the Kudah, that the whole life from the Rizkeis, if we remember what, the Rizkeis says that the Shliach Tzibur stands up, and everybody else can stay sitting down, and the Yotze with the Brocha, and the Yotze with the Shvira comes to the Bialach. Now, the Rizkeis starts off by telling me, how to take Koma and a Koma. The Shvira's Omer, you need to stand up for, we have a Josh of an Apostle. You need to stand up for Shvira's Omer. So how come that when you're Yotze from the Tzibur, from the Shvira's Tzibur, everybody can sit down? What happens is he starts off with his Josh, how to take a Koma and a Koma. And in the same breath, he says that the Shvira's Tzibur stands up and everybody else sits down. What's going on? The Torah is, If you would hold
If you hold like Rashi,
if you hold like Rashi, that Rashi holds,
then you're Yotze
Bishmir. Okay, Rashi holds, you can't be Yotze Bishmir
because everybody has to count for themselves.
But if you'd be just Yotze Bishmir,
and it's not as if I'm counting, then I could understand that
I don't need to stand up because I'm Yotze with your Shmir and I'm just listening.
But according to the Rizgeis,
that Shmir is Ka'ona Mamash.
And it says, if you are actually doing it, then how come you not sit down?
The Chayyur is the Sphere of Ne'ovei.
But it's all right. Okay.
Now, that's the Sugya of the Machlokes,
whether
by Yikam Yotze, Tzvir Sa'omer,
the Shmir Ka'ona, or not.
Now, there's another Gvalt Kenafkimina, which is also in the Gea to Tzvir Sa'omer, and first we marked him a very, very difficult Lechoyer Shaar Tzir. On this deal, that the Shaar Tzir said, that the Mishabura says that the minhag is that everybody counts for themselves. Says the Shaar Tzir here in Tokpe, Tessi Kon, hey, when you come up in Poshe, the Yeshu is Sofik based in the Sof, Lispo B'li Brocha. Let's say somebody has got some Sofik, and he doesn't know whether he can make a bracha or not. Lamosh, the regular case, somebody missed the night of Sfira. So we know that the famous machlokes is Sfira Sa'oma, or one mitzvah, is it 49 halakim, or one mitzvah, or is it 49 separate mitzvahs? The nafkamina is, if you miss one night, if it's all one mitzvah, then you're finished. You're missing a chalak of the mitzvah. But if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and even if you miss one night, you can carry on. So we pass on Sofik brachas lahakel. So we carry on the mitzvah, but we don't make a bracha. So says the Bishar Tzir, of course you should try and hear the bracha from somebody else, and yotze the bracha with Shomer Ka'ona, because the Chula Alma, you can be yotze a bracha with Shomer Ka'ona. So says the Bishar Tzir, and yesh le sofim eze inyan de sof lispoi b'li bracha, in yukha lishmoi ha bracha mepi acherim, and now his name says something in brackets, which I'm going to miss out for a second, you mepi acherim, but vada enoch anasif ken, you should hear the bracha from somebody else. Now he throws it in brackets, you should consider, think in his head, I only want to be Yotze the Bracha of Shomer Ka'ona if I'm Emes Mokhiv. Now what does this mean?
I only want to be Yotze the Bracha if I'm Emes Mokhiv. That means,
if I'm not really Mokhiv, I don't want to be Yotze the Bracha.
Why do I have to make such a claim? Why do I have to think, if I have Mokhiv, I want to be Yotze the Bracha of Shomer Ka'ona?
If I don't want to be, if I'm not mechuyev,
I don't want to be Yotze Bracha Shomer Ka'ona.
What's wrong with just hearing the bracha? Why do I have to make this tonight?
Oh, so
there's a Mordechai Tzlach in
brachas.
Oh, it's a Mordechai Kiddush. There's a Mordechai Tzlach in Brachos on this Tosfos, which you mentioned before, the Bezer Machlokes Rashi Ben Etan. The Rashi holds that you can be Yotze Kedusha in the middle of Shemana Esrei, which you may have heard because it's only a Shmira. And Rabbi Natan says, no, it's killed, you Medaba Mamish, and it's a Hefzik. It says the Tzlach, and that's the Mina, if you need to be Yotze Bracha from somebody. Right, like this case of Tzvi Yisrael, or a very common case, a person that eats something, he doesn't know if you had a Shia, right, or if you got, he doesn't know whether you made the Bracha fine or not, so he says, please be Moitzi me a Mikya, please be Moitzi me a Foshet. Says the Tzlach, according to Rashi, that you're yoitza with the Shemia, so you're yoitza with hearing him, that's fine. It makes no difference if you are machayim in the bracha, not machayim in the bracha. If you hear it, you're yoitza, and if you're not machayim, it doesn't matter. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shemia is ka'ayin and mamish, says the Rebbe Yudin is kiddush and mitzlach, if you happen to be yoitza a bracha and you're not machayim in the bracha, it's a bracha levatah of Shemia. Chiddush also. You listen to his bracha, and the Chavim Lord says, "It's keilu you are in a mamish. It's a bracha of a tala b'shmir. Mamish lifkadik a chiddush. The Shara Tzion here is being meravish to that chiddush of the Tzlach. The Shara Tzion is saying that Eno Hanami, the minig is like Rashi, like we said in Sinu Kuvdan, the Hevel Tzvi, the minig is like Rashi, and here the Hevel Tzvi is Oimer, the minig is like Rashi. The Shitotzon that yeah, everybody has a yotze sphere for themselves." Because Shema is not Ka'ilu Mamash. But we also have to be Choshesh L'chumra for the Shita of Rabbein Atam. The Rabbein Atam holds that it's Shema Ka'ilu Mamash, and therefore if you want to be Yotza Bracha from somebody else, al Sofek, on the side that you're not Mechayim that Bracha, you have to make it tonight, you don't want to be Yotza. Because if you're Mechayim to be Yotza even when you're not Chayim, it's going to be a Bracha L'batol B'Shmir. That's what the Shai Tzion is saying. But you have to be dying to lots of Babrochim who Mechuyim V'Dovah. Because if you're not Mechuyim V'Dovah, you have to be Mechav and not to be Yotza, because there shouldn't be a Brochim V'Atola. But she had a man, she lived in the Kiddush, Halach
V'Maisa. So it shouldn't be... There's no problem.
What?
Ishan HaKotten, there's no problem for them to make Brochim, they're not Mechuyim, but can...
According to Kozor Chinuch, so he's allowed to make a bracha Kozor Chinuch. Even more than that, a father is allowed to say the bracha with the cotton, the whole bracha, and it's not considered a bracha at all because he's teaching him how to make a bracha. Right? The father, when he teaches son, don't need to say adoy and then wait for the child to say the hemshach of the shame. He can say the whole thing, and it's not the bracha because he's teaching his child the chinuch. And then the Isha, if we hold that the Isha was doing a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, which is a mandrama, if we hold it's a mapokes, a rabbeinu tam and a rambam, she can make a bracha or not, but the Ashkenazi and Pasim, she can't make a bracha, because she's doing a mitzvah, top, it's a key mitzvah. It is a key mitzvah, she can make a bracha, it's not a bracha.
So cotton occurs for mitzvah, what happened, cotton occurs for mitzvah, during the spirit, it occurs for mitzvah,
that's how today, that's the thing to say, what happens. Okay. So any case of sovereign prophets, if you want somebody to go to from Sunday, I'll make you because I'm a sovereign Shia, you have to make this nine in your head. If I'm not hired, I don't want to be here because the Hashash problem will call it a Shia. Just end off with a little stickle Jewish that sovereign, you have to understand. What's the chat? Why was it, according to Rashi, why was the Torah Machadish that we have to be safe for the Sphere's own by ourselves? Why is it taka different to all other mitzvahs? Why was the Sof Kosof for every mitzvah in the Torah, which is Yotzeh B'Shmir, Kiddush, Hatorah, Kiddush, Torah, Megillah, everything Yotzeh Shomer Kavanis? So why was the Torah, according to Rashi Machadish, was Svatim Lachem to everybody who got to count Sphere's own to themselves? Now, of course, we all know, Sefer Kiddush says the whole idea of Sphere's own is because we're counting towards Matan Torah. So the Chayyah, there's a remez here that Matan Torah, that we're all looking forward to. What was Matan Torah? Was Matan Torah, let's say, a Hakir? Was Matan Torah an Asina to the whole Tzibur B'chlal? Or was Matan Torah given to every Yochid and Yochid in Klal Yisrael? And the Chayyah here, we have a remez. The Torah is telling us, the Svatim Lochem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, and everybody has a Chayyah in Torah. The Svatimah says in a few places, that every single person has a separate chelik in Torah, even though Torah was given to Klal Yisrael b'cholus, And it's the Torah Tzibur HaMoshe, my Rosh Kizak, it's Al Yerusha, of our Apple Peak, and every single individual in Klal Yisrael has his chelik in Torah, as we say in Davin, and we say in Chalkeinu, B'Soy Yosecho. And I found, in the Nisrei B'Shoy Shavar, it brings the Zohar, which the first in the first Zohar, in Tzvi Yisrael, he brings, says the Zohar, Tol Chazi, Kol Ba'anash, Kolei Mani Chush Ben Adam, anybody that doesn't count this Cheshben of Tzvi Yisrael, even Shavu Shabbos of Tmimus, which are the seven Shabbos Tmimos, the Mizkele Dav Yusadah, which with which he will be Zeicha to Tahara, if he doesn't count them, like Ikri Tahar, he won't get Tahara. V'lav b'chlal at the Torah, v'lav hu kedai l'me'evi le'chulka b'eraisa, he won't be able to have his chelik in Torah. L'evi le'chulka b'eraisa, he won't be able to have a chelik in the Torah. Uman the Moti Tola, Yom Ha'akhan Hashem Kitzah, but somebody comes to this Yom of Shuas, it's Tahara, he'll have a chelik in Torah. So the Zohar of Chayyaz Muramus to this, that Matan Torah is not just an Asina of a Kabbalah, so Torah, but Chlonis of Klal Yisrael, it was everybody's going towards Shuas to become Kabbal, his particular chelik in Torah. Everybody has a chelik in Torah. It's Ma'ul al-Arayim to see when somebody first goes to Sukkiah, and he goes, he delves into the Rishonim, Achronim, and the Sugya, and sometimes you can see 20 different Achronim in the Sugya, and all to discussing the same point, the same Kasha, and every single one, even if they say the same Teretz, will have an Ochak Nech, a different Nech, slightly different Teretz, 20 different Achronim in Shuvas or Chidushim, everybody will have something to say. You'll never find two Achronim that is exactly the same. Why is that? Because everybody's got a separate Chelik in Teretz. And that's what we're counting for. Svatim Lachem Sheh Svil Kol Echad VeEchad, to remind us, to remind us that we are all counting for towards B'Mekabel our Chelik in Torah. We say in Svil Kol Echad, the Lashon Svil Kol Echad is Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'Oimah, Hayom Shlosh Yomim Ba'Oimah, Hayom Abba Yomim Ba'Oimah. L'Chay Yom Shreh, we should say Hayom Yom Shnei Ba'Oimah, Hayom Yom Shlosh Ba'Oimah, Hayom Yom Vi Ba'Oimah. What do you mean Shnei Yomim? Shlosh Yomim is on the third day. Today is 3 days. It's not 3 days. It's the third day. What's the pshat? It says by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was bar by Yomim. From Farshim says in the Medrash that he was bar in Kol Yomov Biyoda. Avraham Avinu was most of Hailech every single day on his Avoda, and his Avoda is Hashem, and his Torah, and Avoda, and Amun, and Yishmael. No day went lost, and every day was most of on the day before. So after he was Mekayim his Avodah, one day he had one day. After he was Mekayim his Avodah, the next day he had in his hand 2 days. And besides Yomav, he was barred by Yomav, he came with all his days in his hands. That is the Avodah Sfiris Ha'omer. Sfiris Ha'omer is mercy for Ha'olah. It's not every day is a separate counting. It's not that today is day three, or today is day four. It is the day is 3 days, because of the days of Sfiris Ha'omer, you may have Avodah, you may Aliyah go from the Mentat Shaituma up to Kabbalah Satya to be B'Shemus, to get rid of, like the Zohar says, to get rid of the Tumah and acquire Tahara. So every day is most of Ha'olah, so we need to come to Shuvah being Bar by Yomim. So we count, today is not Yom Shlishi, but today is Shlosh Yomim. So now we have 3 days of Avodah on Kepakt, carrying on our shoulders. Now we have 4 days of Avodah. It's Moisiv Ha'olach. And everybody is Moisiv Ha'olach. You may Avodah to be able to Mekabel his Chelik in Torah. V'chein Yirotzen, and we should all be Zeicha to Emes the Kabbalah Satya. And each one should find his Chelik in Torah, Kiddushi Torah, and Kishuach should help. We should all be Matzliach. Moisiv. Amen.